Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey, the hell you doing out there, boys and girls? Oh my God, it's the last weekend of this nonsense. This time next week, all this nonsense will be over. Sanity will be restored. Oh, hi, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM, Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, 49 square miles, surrounded by reality, as the late, great Paul Kantner of the Jefferson Airplane once so aptly described it. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number here, 202-456-1414. That's the White House if you want to drop them a line. 717-344-7793, that's the phone number of the girl I went to my high school prom with who will not speak to me to this day. I don't think that's her phone number any longer. I don't even think her family lives there. I don't know why she's so upset at me. I mean, I put out like three times. Twice with her. Therein lies the problem, perhaps. And later this hour, Fred Wallen's going to be in. I'll be talking with Jeff Perlman. Wrote an interesting book called Gunslinger. About, in my opinion, one of the most overrated quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. Now, look, you could still be great and still be overrated. The Doors were a great band. They were overrated. Aerosmith, great band. Overrated. Brett Favre, great quarterback. Overrated. That's who Perlman wrote the book Gunslinger about. But we come back here, we're going to be talking with our NFL expert. I don't know if he's an expert, but he's the only one who's dumb enough to answer the phone and come on this show. Great Bruce Kessinger. No related to Don Kessinger, the former Chicago White Sox great. Check them out in the biggity, biggity. Oh, first place for your Oakland Raiders in the AFC West. Just a little tip to you Pittsburgh Steelers out there, not the fans, the Steelers in general. When you have as many penalties as you have points, odds are you're not going to win the game. And you didn't. And at 4-4, my beloved Ravens, they're in first place. San Jose State could put up 35 points against the Niners. There are no good quarterbacks anywhere else other than anywhere in the league right now. And the Dodgers made a trade. The rest we make up as we go along. God, I need a drink. Oh, there it is. God help each and every last one of you. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast. Working with my team throughout the race to get our Tax Act Chevy in position to take the checkered flag.
Can she become the first female to lead a lap in the Daytona 500? She's done it.
But the preparations for success take a lot of hard work before the race even begins. So away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. We all have our own deal. That's mine. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct is the best deal in tax. Plus, your maximum refund is guaranteed. File your tax return anytime, anywhere at TaxAct.com. You got this.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh my God, they've shot him!
Five clips, your incredible nincompoop is the end of the quarter.
Oh, nice! And I said, this is music. My opinion, the most underrated song he ever did, and it was from the Born to Run album.
Places and the secret places that no one can fill.
Gotta get hot thinking about this one. Ugh. We're talking third degree case of the screaming thigh sweats here. Bruce, you're gonna have to hang on for a second while I let through some bleed in for a bit. You cool with that?
Oh yeah.
Ah, great, hang on. Alright, toes are curling here.
With our long hair falling and eyes that shine like the midnight sun.
All right, everybody, all together now.
She's the one. She's the one.
All right. Bop, 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 bop. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. You can either roll your R's or you cannot. A lot of women on this planet are happy that some of us can. None of them have ever dated me. And the reason we do a little Bruce is when we bring this young man on. He is our NFL expert. I don't know if he's an expert, but he was the only one dumb enough to answer the phone when we called. No relation to Don Kessinger. He comes to us from the People's Republic of Berkeley, California, right across the bay from where I sit. And Bruce, before I bring you on, this is the great Bruce Kessinger. Bruce, how are you? Say hi real quick. That's enough out of you. Hold on a second. There is a woman right now out in Santa Rosa. And notice how I can roll my R's. Her name's Danny. I would swim through 2 miles of razor blades just to let this woman kick me in the teeth. And she's actually listening to this very radio program tonight. How lucky of a son of a bitch am I, huh? I mean, I don't know if you want to call it lucky. She's, like I said, she wants nothing to do with me, but I would do something about it. Hence the really cool Springsteen song. I mean, I would like to think it had something to do with you, but now let's be honest, it's not. You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Yeah, born in 1975. God, man, it's a long time ago. My Red Sox were in the World Series. Steelers won Super Bowl IX. Halftime score of Super Bowl IX, by the way, 2-0.
That is correct.
Exactly, man. Dave Osborne ran through a handoff by Fran Tarkenton. Elsie Greenwood tapped on Fran Tarkenton's little ass and said, safety. Minnesota Vikings were favored in 3 Super Bowls. Not good.
The one they weren't was the Raiders.
That's right. And you know what they, you know, they should have won that game. People tend to forget Brent McClanahan fumbling on the 1 yard line.
I do remember that.
After they blocked the only punt guy ever blocked in his career, Matt Blair blocked that. And then Targan throwing that god awful out pass down near the goal line that Willie Brown returned for a touchdown. Sammy White wasn't even looking in his direction. I mean, Bob Lee, the general, was the only guy who threw a TD pass for the Vikings in that one. I don't know how
Was Sammy White conscious at that point? Because I do remember Jack Tatum undressed.
Yeah, he undressed him. The reason that whole thing where it looked like Tatum was being dismissive about it, he was pissed off. Sammy White didn't drop the ball. He was fine. See that? I know my Minnesota Viking losses because I was a Baltimore Colt fan. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, along with my NFL expert, the great Bruce Kessinger. Where the hell's Cabby at tonight?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Where the hell's Cabby at this evening? I thought it was your turn to watch him.
No.
He's a loser. Who cares? Let's talk a little NFL. For those of you who have not been paying attention and guessing by some of the ratings, the Oakland Raiders, for those of you who did not see this coming, that means you weren't paying attention. Right now, the Oakland Raiders, I'm not saying they're the best team in the AFC, but they may be the best team in the AFC west of the Mississippi. Any truth to that in your opinion?
Yeah, there is, and I'm still not completely sold on the defense. The offense, I'm absolutely.
They don't have their secondary is still bad. I'm not going to say it's average. It's bad. It really is. It's not as bad as the Niners, but it's bad. It's pretty bad.
You know why we're better than Denver? When we get tons of penalties, we win. When they get a bunch of penalties, they lose.
Yeah, but once again, rule number one, and to the Steelers, pay attention to this. If you have 14 points and 14 penalties, good point. Good chance you're not going to win the ball. Do you know Roethlisberger only had 64 yards passing going into the fourth quarter of that game against Baltimore?
Wow.
The best out at halftime, the Pittsburgh Steelers had 67 total yards offense and 84 yards total penalties. You're not going to beat Baltimore doing that, especially in Baltimore.
Well, no, and you know what's funny? I always check the lines before the game started and everything. There was a swing because Baltimore was favored by 2.5 to start, and then as soon as Roethlisberger was announced to play, Pittsburgh swung to 3.5.
That was weird, because he looked out of sorts. I mean, not out of sorts. That's my favorite. He looked rusty. Is that a better way to explain it?
Rusty would be a good word.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he looked rusty in the Super Bowl against Seattle, though.
the Seattle Seahawks were playing at a disadvantage. Pittsburgh had the referees on their side that day, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, and they wanted to make sure that Jerome Bettis and
God, that was the only thing I ever saw was more embarrassing than that was Game 6 of the 2002 Western Conference Finals between the Kings and the Lakers. But that's a different story for a different day. Bruce Kessinger, our NFL expert, joins us here. I'm all stuffed up today, can you tell? Our NFL expert joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Looking at the games that took place over the course of this Sunday, what jumps out at you? I mean, you can talk about the Raiders. I mean, the two things that jumped out at me: all of a sudden the Detroit Lions are the best team in the NFC North. That's we'll get to that in just a little bit. But how bad are Cleveland? Okay, put them aside. We know they were going to be. How bad are the San Francisco 49ers? I mean, the San Jose State could put up 30 points against them. They're bad, bad.
That's painful. That's really painful to watch. It's horrible.
Well, and here's the thing that's really, really hurting. I mean, let's put the team on field activities aside for a second. This is a franchise that has divorced themselves from the city of San Francisco. Nobody in this city cares about. You don't see people waving Niner banners all over the place around here anymore. Even when Mike Singletary was there, you saw it. I'm saying they've divorced themselves from this city. That's why the Raiders moving to Las Vegas would be a stupid. This is the Raiders' opportunity to usurp all kinds of fan money, merchandising, marketing, if they wanted to. But you know that's. Don't apologize. Jump in anytime you want because I'm having a tough time breathing. Chip Kelly, let's just say for the sake of argument, he was capable of fooling somebody again. Mm-hmm. Defensive coordinators are going to figure him out. And that defense, literally, if you're Chip Kelly, you got to go into each game thinking, okay, we got to score 38 points a game.
I don't care who the coach is. I don't care who the coach is there. You can't, as as Van Jones said on CNN recently, you can't polish that turd. I mean, it's so bad. It's amazing. And I know Niner fans who are diehard Niner fans who right now can't stand them. You are dead right that Mark Davis could take over the Bay Area.
I've met Jed York, and I'll be honest, I like the kid. I think it's kind of hard to empathize or sympathize or have anything in common with somebody who was born with a silver spoon up his nose or in his mouth or whatever the hell it was. But he and Balky, these are two guys that just say, well, we're going to run this team. Well, it's not your job to run the team. It's your job to sign the checks, basically, and get what's needed. I mean, Trent Baalke was a guy who said, I'm going to make all final personnel decisions. No GM makes final personnel decisions.
Awful. Awful. Just completely awful. And you've got the city of Santa Clara, is trying to sue them over using the public funds they weren't supposed to use.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that aside, let's put the finances of it aside. This is no longer a San Francisco team. It's not. And people laughed at me when I said, what they should have done is they should have rebuilt Kezar Stadium. I understand you couldn't have done that. The infrastructure's not there. Where are they going to park? But you know how cool that would have been? To have Niner games being played in Golden Gate Park again? I mean, come on. That would have been initially a pain in the ass, but once everyone got used to taking Muni and they built a new Muni line, think about how much fun tailgating would be in Golden Gate Park in the Haight-Ashbury. But no, let's go down to a strip mall in Santa Clara, take somebody else's money, take money from Levi, and have nobody cares about that team in San Francisco. And everyone says, well, the money's not in San Francisco. I don't care. As long as you got San Francisco 49ers on the logo, you should care, and they don't.
Yeah, it should become the Santa Clara Startups.
Or something like that. I mean, for those of you who don't know, New Orleans, 41-23 was the final score down in Santa Clara. New Orleans could have put up 60 points in this game. Easily could have put up 60 points. They could have.
Yeah. I didn't even think that was possible. Because they usually can't even do that outside of a dome. But it's remarkable how well it did against the Niners. It's remarkable that the Niners even put up 23 points.
Yeah, I think the Saints were just being kind, and that kind of broke my. I was at that NFC divisional game about 5-6 years ago. That last 4 minutes was the greatest 4 minutes of football I ever saw. I was at that, and to see what was going on today, and not so much for New Orleans. Man, I don't have a dog in a fight when it comes to New Orleans. I really don't. But just to see what's and the thing is, this is not the fault of age. This is not the fault of concussions. This is the fault of one person, not one person, of someone, of how they treated one person. This is the fault of how Trent Baalke and Jed York ego got in the way, and they just don't want to deal with Jim Harbaugh being successful and him getting all the credit. And I don't understand that mentality.
Not at all. Not at all. It's stupid. You know what I mean? You didn't even see Al Davis do that with John Madden or anything like that.
Explain. I mean, you seem brighter than I am. That's no big deal. By the way, yes, I've just been told that do women do like it if a guy could roll their R's, and I can do it for a very, very long time on a consistent basis and really enjoy myself while doing it. That said, let's get back to the Niners real quick. Explain that mentality. You are the owner of an NFL franchise. You're going to make money either way. I understand that.
Yeah.
You're the GM of an NFL franchise. You have the best coach in the NFL who turned the same team around that Mike Singletary had with the three straight NFC title games. Won one, should have won three. I don't understand what the hell they're thinking. What are they doing now? Have they screwed this? It's going to be – I can't see this getting straightened up for another 5 years, minimum. Years.
No way. And I don't think that you're going to see a coach who want to take the job. I don't care if they fire Kelly or anybody. Nobody's going to want to work with a general manager like that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
like that.
You're not dealing with a fan base anymore. You're dealing with a corporate sponsorship.
And, if it's hot enough out there, half the fan base will go out and have a beer because the stadium's in the sun during, well, not right now, of course, but during Indian summer.
I understand. Yeah, but that's football. I'm sorry. That's going to. But, I mean, it kind of breaks my heart. I'm a Ravens fan, so I was happy with what happened today. Hey, Bruce Kessinger joins us here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. We're going to keep you for about four more minutes here, give or take. Looking over the standings here, and okay, obviously in the AFC, you got the Patriots. Miami, the NFC, AFC North, you can make a lot of arguments for it. It's really tough. That's why 4-4 leads the division, or it's really bad. You know what? I'm going to go with it's bad this year. I mean, the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens are now 27-29 since they won their Super Bowl. Would you have guessed that if I told you there were sub 500 teams since they won the Super Bowl? Yeah.
No. Well, then again, though, they didn't make the playoffs last year. I mean, it would take a lot more thought, and then I'd probably come up with it too much time to think about.
You don't talk about your ultimate 500 teams. Baltimore and Pittsburgh are both at 4-4. Baltimore has scored 154, given up 152. Pretty close. Pittsburgh has scored, if they're 4-4, have scored 184 and given up 170. You can't get much tighter than that. I mean, that's you know, Cleveland's in there. And Baltimore has Cleveland next week. Pittsburgh has Dallas. I can't stand the Cowboys, but they're going to dismantle Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's in trouble. The AFC West is the one that really has my, you know, Denver after starting. And Denver was a good story. They were, you know. They didn't win that Super Bowl because of Peyton Manning last year. They won it because of their defense. Their defense started off well. And let's be honest, their defense is still playing well, but they don't have any kind of an offense right now. And very quietly, without anybody paying attention, 4-0 at home, 500 on the road is what you want to do. The Kansas City Chiefs are at 6-2. Right now, and it's good to see a little different blood in there. You got the Raiders and the Chiefs fighting for it. When you looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, you saw New Year's Day in Denver, Oakland and Denver. That may be playing for the AFC West. Okay, it might still be, but you know what? It may be playing for the AFC West wild card because Kansas City could still walk away with this division. They're a pretty good team, and Alex Smith is laughing all the way back from San Francisco now, isn't he?
Oh, yes, he is. And I have a question for you. You're talking about those quarterbacks. We're going to the Giants-Eagles. Where does Eli Manning rate in that, you know, overrated greatness? Because I don't think he's great, but somehow he manages to – is he mediocre and overrated, better than average and overrated?
He is. How do you explain it? Truthfully, I think he's an overachiever. I think Eli Manning has all kinds of talent, but he doesn't have the talent that made him the number one pick overall. And I think he has not had some of the best teams. They were not a better team than New England. He's an overachiever. I think he's a genuine overachiever. Just like I thought Elway was an underachiever. I hate Elway.
But again, it's fun having the AFC West like this. I mean,
it is, and living here too.
Witness it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the NFC. Like I said, we only got about 3 minutes left here, 2 minutes. We're looking at the NFC. The South, boy, Atlanta's on a roll. But New Orleans is slowly, 4-4. Tampa actually is surprised, here and there. But you got Seattle taking on New England next week. That's going to be a really good game. But, I mean, the Niners, I'm looking at this one. Sorry, let me look at this stat real quick before I just open my mouth. I don't want to sound like a total complete idiot. Yes, congratulations. Outside of Cleveland, San Francisco has given up the most points in the NFL. The Rams are 3-5. I mean, think about this. The Rams, the Los Angeles Rams are 3-5, okay? The Los Angeles Rams have given up 100 less points than the Niners. 100. That's just like ridiculous. Even worse, Seattle has given up 155 less points. 155. That doesn't sound like possible, does it?
No, but this is going to be one of the most exceptionally bad teams in football history, possibly.
Well, do they play Cleveland this year?
I don't know, and boy, talk about the least anticipated debut. Our linebacker, the Jamie Collins in Cleveland.
it's funny, that poor guy. Yeah, you almost do feel bad for him. Hey, listen, Thursday, my Browns, my Ravens, no, my Ravens, and I call them my Ravens because I was in Baltimore and I helped name them when they were moved there from Cleveland. That's a true story. They're taking on the Brownies. Pittsburgh, they got to play Dallas. You know, truth be told, my Ravens at 5-4 going into Thanksgiving weekend could possibly be leading the AFC North at 5-4. How scary. I mean, think about how times have changed. A couple of years ago, Cincinnati, even Cleveland was like, no, let's forget Cleveland. But Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, they're all good. Now it's 5-4 is going to be leading everything. So tell me what you give me your final wrap-up of the weekend here in about a minute. What surprised you? What disappointed you? What made you laugh? What made you cry?
Well, so what surprised me was Jamie Collins getting traded for a fourth-round pick. What made me cry? I mean, you put laughing and crying into one – just put in watching the Niners. it is that bad, and you notice that the activist thing has floated away from Kaepernick. You're not hearing about it anymore. So
no.
Now he's got to prove himself on the field, and he isn't doing it.
By the way, we strongly supported his First Amendment right not to do what he did. I'm just saying that on this very radio program. Hey, Bruce, man, we got to go. We're going to talk to you Thursday night.
Absolutely.
After my Ravens sent Cleveland to the... By the way, Cleveland, is they tied an NFL record. They're 0-9. All nine games, giving up 25 points or more. Ties the 1964 Denver Broncos. They had to go back to AFL days for that one. Thanks a lot, Bruce. Hang on the line for me. The great Bruce Kessinger, no related to Don, our NFL expert, joins us on Mondays and Thursdays. Talking a little NFL right here on Sports Overnight America. A little ramrod action from the river. We'll do an update next. Jeff Perlman, the writer, talking to Fred Wallen about Brett Favre, the book Gunslinger, coming up in just a little bit. This is Sports Overnight America.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Hell yeah.
Clearly, the sex would be fabulous.
Damn,
I mean,
Skippy,
you're strong, you've got a perfect back. I could just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you. We'd be all over the room, we'd go on for hours and hours.
Nice!
All right, okay, I'm Irish. Maybe not the hours and hours things, but we're willing to try. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. This update, by the way, was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat.
You know what one of the hottest things on the planet is? Is when you have an attractive woman who's like somewhat interested in you and you're very interested in her. She goes, well, what do you like to do? What else are you interested in? Everything. Or anything that you say I should be, dear. That's how you answer those questions. My father was right. He says, you want to get along with women? Two simple rules. They're always right. I never get my way. Bingo. Problem solved. Questions answered. We're going to do the NHL and NBA a little bit later, but the NFL action, an overtime win for the Lions, 26-16 over the Vikings. My beloveds, the Ravens, 21-14 over the Steelers, who had 14 points and 14 penalties. That's not good. The Dolphins, 27-23 over the Jets, just end the season. Giants take care of the Eagles, 28-23 was your final score there. Browns are now 0-9, 35-10. The Cowboys over Cleveland. Elsewhere, it was Kansas City, 19-14 over Jacksonville. God, the Niners are bad. 41-23. Nolens takes care of them down in Santa Clara. Good ball game. Panthers, 13-10 over the Rams. 43-35, a game in which evidently defense was an option. It was the Chargers over the Titans elsewhere. Man, the Packers are in trouble. The Colts take care of them, 31-26. Sunday night game, the biggity. They're in first place now in the AFC West with a 30-20 win over your Denver Broncos. That game was out there in Oakland. Monday night game, kids, is going to be the Bills in Seattle. The Seahawks are a 7-point underdog. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Fred Wallen's in next, kids. He's going to be talking with author Jeff Perlman, the author of Gunslinger, the book about Brett Favre. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, SiriusXM, Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. My name is Fred Wall, and I presume you know yours. You can give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email us at sportsfred@aol.com right here on Sports Overnight America. Very happy to have fine writer Jeff Perlman, who's put together a fine book indeed, The Remarkable, Improbable, Iconic Life of Brett Favre, Gunslinger, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Fred, I got to tell you something humiliating just happened to me. Can I tell you about it?
Yeah.
I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I really haven't seen my book in a bookstore. And there was a bookstore across the street from my hotel, a small independent bookstore. And I walked in, and I took a picture of me with the book, a selfie. And the manager of the shop caught me doing it and said, "Sir, you cannot take pictures of the product." And I said, I wrote the book, which is like the most humiliating thing, because then you look like the biggest loser of all time. Like, who's going in a bookstore taking pictures of himself with his book? But she did have me sign a copy of the book, so that was nice. But I felt like the biggest loser of all time.
Well, okay, so let's talk about Brett Favre here. A lot of my Packer friends think he was the greatest quarterback of all time. Fred might disagree. But anyways, an interesting guy, a tough father who was tough on him as a father and also as a football coach, in that his offense basically ran the ball, and they passed like four times a game. It's pretty tough to get recruited, even to Southern Mississippi, if you're throwing the ball only four or five times a game.
Yeah, it's really funny. I attended the University of Delaware, which ran the wing T under Tubby Raymond. And when I talked to different coaches at Hancock North Central High School, where Brett went and his dad coached, they too ran the wing T, the Delaware wing T. And they used to actually go to Delaware to learn the wing T from Tubby Raymond. So Brett Favre comes along, and he's got this arm from the gods. I mean, he really has this arm. He's always had this arm that's just unbelievable. But his head coach, who just happened to be his dad, refuses to throw the ball because he doesn't believe in throwing. He believes in running. And they had a good halfback named Charles Burton. So basically, Favre starts junior, senior year, throws four to five times a game. He's not, like, the term that's been used for him is lightly recruited, and that is a huge stretch. He was not recruited. He was unrecruited. He was as recruited out of high school. He was as recruited out of high school as I was to play college football. And I didn't play high school football. It's really amazing. So basically what happens is Southern Miss hires an assistant coach late in the game that season named Mark McHale from East Carolina. And Mark is given all college staffs, basically they divvy up the recruiting by territory. And Mark McHale was given the Gulf Coast in Mississippi. But he doesn't know anything about the Gulf Coast in Mississippi, and he's already way late. So he's driving around. He doesn't know what the heck he's looking for. And someone mentions, yeah, there's this quarterback down at Hancock. I don't know if he's any good, but, man, he's got an arm. I've seen that guy throw a few times. He can throw. So McHale goes. He calls Irv Favre, and Irv Favre is euphoric. Oh, man, come on down. You're going to love Brett. He comes down, and Irv breaks out all the tapes. This is such a funny story. So McHale is in Irv Favre's office watching tapes of Brett Favre hand off the football. Like, that's it. He's handing off left. He's handing off right. He's amazing at handing off the football. You could not have a better guy handing off the football than Brett Favre. And McHale says, what the hell am I supposed to do with this stuff? And Irv Favre says, well, come the next game and we'll throw the ball. He comes the next game, they throw the ball five times. He comes the game after that, they throw the ball four times. There's nothing there. Except when he does throw the ball, he has a cannon. So McHale keeps urging the head coach, Jim Carmody at Southern Miss, take a shot on this kid. And Carmody's like, but he never throws the ball. Well, we could always make him a linebacker or a safety. And at the last minute, Southern Miss had a player from the state of Georgia back out. And they really had no one else to go to. So Carmody was like, fine, Favre. And that's how they got Brett Favre.
We're talking to Jeff Perlman, fine author, fine writer, the remarkable, improbable, iconic life of Brett Favre, called Gunslinger, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. All right, so he goes to Southern Miss, and okay, so bottom line is, a lot of people don't know this, but Brett's got an alcohol problem. When did all this begin?
Well, it's funny, he never drank in high school, never. And he got to college, and like many people who go to college, myself included,
he was introduced to this lovely cold beverage called beer. And, you know, back then, you know, a lot of those bars by Southern Miss and Hattiesburg didn't card, and they would drink at the dorm, and he tended to drink a lot. And it's kind of funny, before his second game, so freshman year, he's third on the depth chart. He's a third quarterback behind Alric Young and Simi Carter. And they're playing Tulane at home. And Favre knows he's not going to play because he's a third quarterback and he's a freshman.
Yeah.
So the night before, he and his roommate, Chris Riles, drink a case and a half of Schlitz beer. Not even like Corona, but Schlitz. And the next day, Favre's on the sideline. They're playing Tulane. He's throwing up, from being drunk. Halftime, Tulane's losing. And Jim Carmody, the head coach, says, let's put in Favre. And the offense coordinator says, Favre? Oh, Favre. He's like, he's not ready. The coach is like, he is not ready to play in this game. He doesn't know the playbook. And the head coach is like, look, there's something about this guy. He seems to have a spark. Let's throw him in. He goes in, and he beats Tulane as an unknown nobody freshman. And that is sort of the legend, how the legend of Favre kind of begins.
All right, so Brett Favre's playing at Southern Miss. He gets recruited. He gets drafted by Atlanta. Jerry Glanville and Brett didn't exactly like each other. So as Jeff Perlman wrote the book Gunslinger, the remarkable and probable iconic life of Brett Favre, it continues with a coach who didn't even want him.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't think Favre disliked Glanville, but Glanville did not want Favre. And Favre was too young and dumb to really dislike their life. He just was a guy like you. And it's a draft, 91 draft. And Ken Herrick, the general manager, who's a really smart personnel guy, desperately wants Favre. And they have a high second-round pick. And the night before, he tells Glanville, Favre is there, we're going to take him. And Glanville says, okay. So the draft is coming. It's ticking down. Atlanta's on the clock. Glanville says, I think we should take Browning Nagel from Louisville. And Ken Herrick says, Browning Nagel from Louisville? What the hell are you talking about? I just think Nagel has more intangibles than Favre. And they're going back and forth, arguing as the time is cooking. Browning Nagel, Brett Favre, Browning Nagel, Brett Favre. Meanwhile, Ron Wolf, who's the assistant general manager of the Jets at the time, calls Favre and says, if Atlanta doesn't take you with this pick, we're going to grab you with the next pick. And as they're talking, Favre's call waiting goes off, and you hear the click. And Wolf says, don't answer the phone. And Favre's like, I got to answer the phone. And it's the Atlanta Falcons and Jerry Glanville who made the call, saying, we just picked you. And it was a disastrously beautiful year for Brett Favre in Atlanta. It really was. He was going to be the number two to Chris Miller. Then they acquired Billy Joe Tolliver as a backup. So Brett Favre, third stringer, it was like his free reign to get drunk and fat in Atlanta. And that's what he did. And the famous thing is he misses the team photograph. And he showed it to you because he'd been drinking the night before. And he pulls up into the parking lot 45 minutes late. And he says, Coach, I'm so sorry. I got stuck behind a train wreck. And Glanville, who definitely had some good one-liners, his best maybe, he said, you know what, kid, you are the train wreck. And that sort of sums up Brett Favre as an Atlanta Falcon. He was a train wreck. It would not have worked out there. If he had stayed there, we're talking Manziel, we're talking Todd Maravich, you're not talking Brett Favre.
Sports Overnight America, everybody. My name is Fred Wall, and I presume you know yours. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Jeff Perlman, author with us, the remarkable, improbable, iconic life of Brett Favre called Gunslinger, major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. All right, let's move forward here. Of course, he's got his career. They win Super Bowl 31 in New Orleans. He's got relationships, positive and negative. But the one that interests me, of course, is Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers gets drafted out of Cal, and Brett takes a dislike toward him and soon becomes vice versa. Talk about that.
You know, it's really interesting. It sort of reminds me of a very common workplace dynamic that I'm sure you've seen in your life where you have the young guy out of college who's hired, and he's like the hot guy on the scene. He's like the young whippersnapper. And you have the guy who's been doing it for 20 years, and he's like, this guy. You know, like, the young guy's like, I know how to do everything. The young guy's like, but you don't know how to do anything. And Rodgers shows up. He's 21. He's straight out of Cal. He thinks he's the man. He's gifted with a lot of tools. And he's tone deaf. He's completely tone deaf. You know, during practices, he's making throws after the whistle blows, celebrating with this really goofy, corny dance. They have an annual softball game before training camp begins. He hits a home run. He's hopping around the bases like he did Bill Mazeroski, you know, like just embarrassing amateur hour stuff. Nothing criminal, just you know, tone deaf. And Favre, meanwhile, he's never been challenged. Like, the backups are always Doug Peterson, Craig Knoll, Jim McMahon, guys like that. So he was a clear number one. And suddenly you have a guy who has been brought in. He's not going to replace you this year, but he's brought in to be your replacement, clearly. So Favre, you know, is not going to help Aaron Rodgers, is not going to go out of his way, is going to poke fun, is going to make his life kind of miserable. And then the story that I find, like, kind of telling is one day a week they would put all this merchandise on a table and all the players had to sign it. You know, and it was for charity. They put helmets and pads and jerseys. And one of the vets secretly took Aaron Rodgers' helmet and put it on the table. And all the veterans are signing it. And Favre and gang find it just hilarious. And then Rodgers signs it. So this helmet, Aaron Rodgers' helmet, is covered with like 50 signatures. And then it's time to go out to practice, and Aaron Rodgers can't find his helmet. And the equipment guy's like, yeah, Aaron, that's your helmet over there. And he's just mortified. And he goes and he practices with this helmet covered with autographs. And afterwards, you know, one of the reporters covering the team told me he goes over to talk to Rodgers, and he just looks like he's going to cry. He's just devastated. So it was a very awkward sort of year with Brett Favre.
And then it became more awkward when he retired, unretired, retired, unretired, and whatever the case might be, Rodgers knows he's ready to play, and Favre doesn't really give any hint one way or the other. Hey, in our last minute here, we're talking to Jeff Perlman, fine writer, the interesting book, The Remarkable, Improbable, Iconic Life of Brett Favre, called Gunslinger, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. I didn't realize the hick routine that you talked about in the book when he'd go in front of the media, where he'd act like was a hick. In reality, he was not that way at all. So discuss that in our last minute or so.
Yeah, so he's a smart guy. He's cagey. And I had this from multiple reporters where he would have, all right, so Brett will give you 15 minutes today, and he'll stand in front of the media. And, you know, if you answer each question normally, you're going to end up with 13 to 15 questions, you know, a minute each answer.
Sure.
But Favre would end up getting about 4 questions because someone would ask him about maybe an interception from last week's game, and he'll start talking about it, but then he'll kind of digress to talk about that time he was growing up in Mississippi and his dog was eaten by an alligator. And speaking of alligators, these alligator boots that this guy's wearing are really fantastic, but they're not as fantastic as the sneakers I just got the other day. You know what's really good, by the way? Tupac's new song. It's really good. So Favre would do this, and he'd have the draw and the tobacco, and he would just kind of come off as a little bit of a bumpkin. And he was like, this guy was no bumpkin. His parents were not bumpkins. They were intelligent people. He's an intelligent guy. He knew exactly what he was doing, which is kind of filibustering the media.
Hey, Jeff, in our last 30 seconds, where would he rank? Because, again, as I opened the show, the segment, telling a lot of my friends think he's the best of all time. I don't. I think he threw the ball. He forced the ball. He made mistakes. Certainly a great quarterback. But where would he rank in your mind?
All right, so this is what I always say. I do not think he's one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks who ever lived. Believe it or not, I really don't. And I should, if you're promoting the book properly, you say he's number one. I don't feel that way. But here's what I do think, and I think you might agree. He is of all the great all-time quarterbacks, he's the most entertaining. Like,
yes.
He gave you the best show. He was the best performance. He was amazing theater. So would I rank him ahead of Tom Brady or, I don't know, Terry Bradshaw? Probably not. Would I pay to see him over any other quarterback who's ever played? I would.
Jeff Perlman's been our guest. Brett Favre, Gunslinger, The Remarkable, Improbable, Iconic Life of Brett Favre. Book is Gunslinger again, Amazon.com. Major bookstores everywhere, including Wisconsin. And, hey, Jeff Perlman, thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Brian, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Fine author, Jeff Perlman. He's written a lot of books. The one on Walter Payton is one that you should never forget. This one, Brett Favre, Gunslinger. Sports Overnight America, I'm Fred Jurnat. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Our thanks to Fred Wallen, as well as author Jeff Perlman, the author of Gunslinger. Book about Brett Favre. 6 minutes before the hour, this is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Keep your arms by your sides.
Yeah.
And like this, because if you do move, we'll kill you.
Ah, the Raspini brothers. Barry Friedman and Dan Holtzman on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson many a moon ago. 2 minutes before the hour, this update. Popcorn? Really? We're going popcorn? Man, my producer has got to stop lamping up twisties during interviews. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code baseball. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Quick look at the NABA, by the way. We'll do that now. Utah 114-109 over the Knicks. Portland takes care of Memphis 100-94. Sacramento 96-91 over Toronto. Elsewhere, it was Dallas 86-75 over Milwaukee, a game in which evidently they forgot to play the fourth quarter. Denver takes care of my Celtics in Boston 123-107. And the Lakers, my God, two in a row, 119-108. They take care of Pahonix. That's the capital of Arizona, by the way. For those of you who are scoring at home or you're listening to this show, more than likely you're alone. You sashay to the frozen ponds. We tend to sashay here. 2-1 Edmonton over Detroit. 5-1, St. Louis takes care of Colorado. It was Jersey 4-1 over Carolina. Chicago 4-3 over Dallas. The Rangers 5-2 over Winnipeg. Elsewhere on the frozen ponds, Calgary, they were beaten by Anaheim. Your final there was 4-1. We'll just let you know on the Sunday night game, the Raiders at 7-2 are now in first place in the AFC West after they take care of the Denver Broncos in Oakland. Cleveland still hasn't won a game. They're 0-9. Just throwing that out there. We'll let you know more scores later this evening. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Kind of lazy about Twitter, just like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. Parents had a censor. It's H-U-M-O-U-R. Those idiots at USA Networks next with what they humorously refer to as the news. God help each and every one of you people. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.